This is a recording of Micmac, Meldrum, May, and Mark by Jerry D. Grover, Jr., published in Interpreter, a Journal of Latter-day Saint Faith and Scholarship.
Micmac, Meldrum, May, and Mark by Jerry D. Grover, Jr. Abstract. The annotated edition of the Book of Mormon, edited by David Hocking and Rod Meldrum, compares characters' document glyphs to purported Native American Mi'kmaq glyphs to support the theory that the Book of Mormon took place in the eastern United States. The glyphs used to support the theory are, in fact, taken from the Anthon transcript document forgery produced by Mark Hoffman. One Saturday, I happened to be browsing Book of Mormon-themed books in a used bookstore when I ran across the annotated edition of the Book of Mormon. The book is edited by David Hocking, managing editor, and Rod Meldrum, associate editor. It also identifies Jonathan Neville, Boyd J. Tuttle, Rianne Nelson, Wayne May, and Amberly Nelson as contributors. As I was familiar with Mr. Meldrum's business promoting the Heartland or Eastern United States as the location for Book of Mormon events, I expected that this version of the Book of Mormon would be peppered with various notes promoting the Heartland model. After thumbing through the book, my expectations proved correct. In going through the book, I noted a figure consisting of the familiar characters document, reported to consist of the Reformed Egyptian text mentioned in the Book of Mormon. I also noted a chart comparing the document's characters to Mi'kmaq glyphs. The commentary accompanying the chart asserts a correspondence between the two scripts, but I recognized that most of the 14 comparative glyphs were not from the characters document at all. I had previously published on the characters document, so the mismatch was immediately obvious to me. The Mi'kmaq is an indigenous Algonquin nation with approximately 30,000 members across Atlantic Canada and northern Maine. The Mi'kmaq script, the script is also referred to as Mi'kmaq hieroglyphic writing, or suckerfish script, is a hieroglyphic type of script used by the tribe from the 1600s into the 20th century. Comparing characters from the characters document with Mi'kmaq, as the annotated edition does, is problematic because of the genesis of the Mi'kmaq script. Father Chrétien Leclerc was a French Roman Catholic Jesuit missionary on the Gaspé Peninsula in New France amongst the Mi'kmaq between 1675 and 1687. In attempting to teach them to memorize Catholic prayers in French with limited success, Father Leclerc noticed the Mi'kmaq children writing marks on birch bark and then counting them to help in the memorization of the prayers. Recognizing that using unique glyphs might be easier as a memory aid, Leclerc formed hieroglyphic-like symbols to write prayers and liturgy. Some scholars have opined that Leclerc might have derived his Mi'kmaq hieroglyphic script from the original birch bark marks, but there is no evidence to support this hypothesis. On the contrary, Leclerc specifically stated that he formed the script characters as a logographic system for pedagogical purposes to teach Catholic prayers, liturgy, and doctrine to the Mi'kmaq. That Mi'kmaq is not an indigenous-derived writing system is further evidenced by the fact that after Leclerc's return to France in 1687, the script had to be taught to other groups of Mi'kmaq by other missionaries. Clearly, it was not a script that the indigenous Mi'kmaq peoples already knew. Because of this documented history, attempting to support the Heartland model by comparing Reformed Egyptian to a script created by Leclerc in the 17th century is not a supportable approach based on linguistics, science, or just common sense. Without an ancient indigenous Mi'kmaq connection, the Heartland model lacks any evidence of an ancient written script, which is a requirement of any proposed Book of Mormon geographical model. Because I have demonstrated that an ancient indigenous connection to Mi'kmaq does not exist, further inquiry regarding the annotated edition's assertion should be unnecessary. Even so, it seems appropriate to turn some attention to evaluating the genesis of the annotated edition's characters document chart. The annotated edition states that the chart shows that some of the characters copied from the Book of Mormon plates closely resemble selected hieroglyphs of the Mi'kmaq. The problem with such a claim is that the characters were not copied from the Book of Mormon plates. The references given for the assertion that the glyphs are comparable to ancient American glyphs are from the book This Land by Wayne May and from unnamed works by Barry Fell and Stan Johnson. The only work on this topic from Johnson was Translating the Anthon Transcript, co-authored with his wife Polly Johnson. In evaluating the Johnson source, there were only 6 glyphs relating to Mi'kmaq glyphs from the characters document, and only one in the 14 glyph list found in the annotated edition. This individual glyph identified by Johnson is the equivalent to the characters document glyph similar to the May 1 glyph, see Table 1. Therefore, the glyphs that have no correlation to the characters document are exclusively those provided by Wayne May, hereafter referred to as the May glyphs. Wayne May does not identify or cite any source material for his glyph comparisons. Thus, we are to presume them to be his own original work. A comparison of any character document glyphs that have a reasonable similarity to May glyphs, allowing for May reproduction errors, are shown in Table 1. I have assigned numbers to the Wayne May glyphs for ease of reference. Given that there are some glyphs listed by Wayne May that have similar forms originating from the characters document, why are there so many that are clearly not represented on the characters document, and therefore could not have been copied from the Book of Mormon plates? The simple answer is that the May glyphs originated from a different source. As previously mentioned, I have done quite a bit of research on the characters document and related items, so with a few minutes of inquiry, it became obvious to me that Wayne May had extracted his characters, the ones reproduced in the annotated edition, not from the characters document, but from the Anthon transcript document, a forgery created by Mark Hoffman. In 1980, Hoffman created and sold a forgery of the Anthon transcript to leaders of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, shows Figure 2, which was discovered to be fraudulent in 1985 when 3 Salt Lake City bombings, which Hoffman was convicted for, were investigated. The supposed characters document glyphs that May used are compared with characters from the Mark Hoffman Anthon transcript forgery in Table 2. The first 2 columns of Table 2 are the same as the first 2 columns of Table 1. The first 14 May glyphs are, again, reproduced in the annotated edition. It becomes indisputably obvious where the source of the annotated edition glyphs ultimately came from, a Mark Hoffman forgery. Even for the May glyphs that are similar to both the Hoffman forgery and characters document glyphs, a careful examination shows that the Hoffman forgery glyphs are closer in form to the May glyphs than any of the characters document glyphs. This clearly indicates that Wayne May exclusively used the Hoffman forgery glyphs in his comparison of Nephite characters to Mi'kmaq glyphs. It is generally accepted that part of Mark Hoffman's motivation for creating his Anthon transcript forgery, besides money, was to perpetrate fraud onto the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and the Book of Mormon, and thus damage the Church. Similarities between some of the Hoffman forgery glyphs and the characters document glyphs were an attempt by Hoffman to add credibility to his forged Anthon transcript. It is with some dismay and bewilderment that the editors of the annotated edition, now in its 3rd edition, continue to perpetrate and promote Mark Hoffman's fraudulent legacy of deceit to readers. Mi'kmaq glyphs and Hoffman forgeries provide no evidence for the Book of Mormon or a Heartland geography.
Jerry D. Grover, Jr. is a licensed professional structural and civil engineer and a licensed professional geologist. He has an undergraduate degree in geological engineering from BYU and a master's degree in civil engineering from the University of Utah. He speaks Italian and Chinese and has worked as a freelance translator off and on for the past 25 years. He is the author of books related to scientific and linguistic research of the Book of Mormon, including Translation of the Characters Document, Revised and Updated, Calendars and Chronology of the Book of Mormon, The Swords of Shul, Evidence of the Nehor Religion in Mesoamerica, Sumerian Roots of Jaredite-Derived Names and Terminology in the Book of Mormon, Geology of the Book of Mormon, and Ziff, magic goggles, and golden plates. This has been a recording of Micmac, Meldrum, May, and Mark by Jerry D. Grover, Jr., published in Interpreter, a Journal of Latter-day Saint Faith and Scholarship, Volume 69, 2026. This audio recording is copyrighted under a Creative Commons license and may be freely distributed if it remains unchanged. The journal and its website are credited and is for non-commercial use. A printable version of this article, along with a wide variety of additional resources, can be found at interpreterfoundation.org.